Print. Screen. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. Let me see. Feed a cold, starve a fever, print a tumor. One of the more unusual applications of 3D printing, thanks to the work of Drexel University engineer Wei Soon and collaborators. They've produced not just an image, but a way to create a full-blown living model of an in vitro tumor, a first for 3D printing. Traditionally, researchers use two-dimensional cell cultures for study and drug screening, but 2D tumors in petri dishes don't react the same way as 3D tumors in the body, leading to shortcomings in cancer research and development of anti-cancer drugs. The process Soon's team developed results in a living model of a tumor that will give researchers a better look at how actual tumors behave and a more accurate measure of how they respond to treatment. The 3D printing process works by extruding material, in this case a mixture of cervical cancer cells and hydrogel, through a nozzle to create layers, eventually enough to form an entire object. With the Soon Lab's unique process and by carefully controlling temperature and other factors, 90% of the cancer cells survived the trip. 8 days later, they had grown into spheroid-shaped tumors and no paper jams.
The Discovery Files covers projects funded by the government's National Science Foundation.
Learn more at nsf.gov.